I'm a Markheim. A sort of angel, but not the sort with wings and a harp and a halo. Markheims are the Black Ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. Me, I'm a talker, subarchy, reverse curse. Upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions, and the answers weren't up above in the fix. Now I'm walking neutral, half fallen in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, 'cause things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
Something strange is going on, Smiley. I think some shit is gonna go down if I don't talk to Sam. So how does a lowly Markheim dial up the devil?
You asking me?
Where's the lowest, foulest place in town?
Oh, the Metro Dig. They tortured a big, nasty metal worm to chew its way through Seattle's guts under Capitol Hill.
Sounds promising.
Oh, man. Don't stick your face down there like that.
It's okay. Angels have a terrible sense of smell. There's something happening here, Sam. Seattle's starting to crawl with angels. Why do you think that is, Sammy? This is still your city, ain't it? Sam? You know what? I couldn't give the shit currently sitting in this portable shitter. You figure it out. I don't care to ever see you again. Do me a favor and stay right down there, rotting in the hell you created for yourself! I heard you cut off your glowing hand, but then they sewed it back on. Stank said it doesn't burn anymore.
No, that's bullshit. It still burns, but now it's so beautiful, crisp. I'm not worthy of this pain, but Veronica says no one deserves it more.
Who's Veronica? Now do me a favor, Mara Demon Choker. With your beautiful, strong hands on your own beautiful, long neck, whatever you do, don't squeeze. You don't think there was a Markheim in the room with Judas at the end? Now listen closely, darling Mara. Do me a little favor. Tell Sam I talk to him or nobody. Kay?
And now, episode 7 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
Smiley had helped me sneak away from my guards on the harbor steps, but after glowing Sam's choker demon back down to hell, I figured maybe I needed some angelic protection after all. I headed back to the closest thing I ever had to a home, just across from Hammering Man, where Seneca Street becomes Stairs. I could see them waiting for me, my three doms. Hello, ladies. Sorry about that. We must have just gotten our signals crossed. But I promise, from now on, I'll be good. Ah! One angel holds my feet, while the other two each grab a hand and touch my head. This closes a circuit, frees a seizure of light. Ah! Bright white mass of penetrating, brutalizing bliss. Way worse than a glow. Light where light should never be, guttering up into me like embalming fluid.
You reckon we're fucking round, Markheim? You think we can't shine you down to hell? Reckon we ain't authorized for this?
And somehow when she said it, I knew they weren't authorized. They weren't going to blaze me to the crisp, but this light they had me broiling in.
How's that feel, Markheim?
Like I'd do anything never to feel it again.
He's trying to say something.
Speak up, Markheim.
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I'm heartily sorry for offending you. I will never leave again. I will always take you with me.
Oh, Markheim, sorry.
Please stop. I am so sorry. I'll do anything.
Oh, disgusting. Let him loose.
They dump me next to the fountain and withdraw to their posts. The sound of running water drags me down into a deep sleep, which is a problem, because as I believe I've mentioned before, angels don't sleep.
Oh, who's a good boy?
live? What is this place?
A sound garden.
I thought you were in Oregon.
I can't be in two places at once. That's rich, coming from an angel.
I see you got Black Francis back. Hello, Black Francis.
Hiya, Mark. I love you.
You've been a good boy?
Always good. Always. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, boy. Wait.
What?
He's talking.
So?
He's a dog.
So?
This is a dream, isn't it?
So?
I told you, angels don't dream.
Maybe things are changing.
Change ain't always good.
Never said it was.
Do you believe in evil?
Do you believe in sound?
Yes.
Okay, then. Are you ready?
Ready for what?
Something's coming.
Something wicked.
This way.
What?
It's almost here. Can't you hear him?
I can't hear anything but this damned garden.
He loves gardens.
Who?
Your oldest friend.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right.
He's coming.
Yup, and he's a little bit pissed.
My eyes pop open. My heart is thumping. But there's nothing in the night, just the harbor steps and my domination guards, one at the top of the stairs, one at the bottom, and one stuck in the middle with me.
Markai!
Shit.
Hello? Anybody home?
Who's that?
Aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Don't talk to him. Don't even look at him. Just keep your heads down.
You want us to bow our heads to some meat?
He ain't meat.
Some demon, then?
Not bloody likely.
Oh, look at these darling dominations. So fresh from the fix, they don't even recognize me? What do they teach you up there, anyhow?
Best get back to hell, brother, before we touch you up.
Ooh, this one's spicy, Markheim. Is she your favorite? She'd be mine. These things are full of juice, you know. You just have to open them up, right?
Go to hell, crisp trash.
I can't go to hell, sister.
I am hell.
Now give us a kiss. Delicious. But you know, the first drink always just sobers me up.
Shit, it's Samael.
Bail out!
Freeze!
What am I supposed to do here, Markheim? Guzzle the glow from these two as well, burn their shells to the crisp too? Is that why you called me?
I don't want you to smoke anybody, Sam.
You don't want me?
No, I'm not telling you what to do.
No, oh, well, thank you so kindly. Come here, gorgeous.
Please, Saw Samael, we were only following Raguel's orders.
My replacement, that's meant to mollify me?
We're simple doms, huh, Satan? We ain't briefed to work wet.
And yet here you are. Oh, so wet. Now that one, woo! That one's going straight to my head. God damn, I've missed that. I need to treat myself to that more often.
Please, Sam, I get the point. Don't smoke them all. It's only trouble.
Oh, yeah, I'm the Prince of Darkness. I don't want any trouble.
I'm begging. Let one go as a warning.
Ooh, crafty. Don't worry, Mark. I'm not gonna smoke her.
Thank you.
You are.
What?
You know what to do. Put your lips to hers.
Sam.
Now. Ah. Now suck.
Don't ask me to do this.
I'm not asking. Now. Light her up.
I've never smoked anybody before.
No, but you glowed my choker to the crisp.
Sam, I'm sorry. She had attacked me prior and...
On my orders!
Sam, please. I'm trying to walk neutral here.
You called my name into the shitter. You glowed my choker. She'll be useless for weeks. But somehow, I'm supposed to see you as neutral.
I'm walking a very fine line.
I'll say... Now finish this one, and we'll call it good. Good. Now, see?
We can talk like gentlemen.
You'll be on the brink of war with shit like this.
Is that what you wanted to talk about, war?
There's too many angels in this town. I'm tripping over them, Sam. Ever think maybe someone is trying to draw you off sides?
Keep talking.
Pick a city Sam's got indifferent infrastructure in, flooded with angels of all sorts and sizes and competencies, see if he jumps.
Why would the Fix want open war with me? After such a long peace?
Maybe it's just a splinter in the Fix. Someone looking to make a move.
Who?
Who knows? An archangel, likely.
That narrows it down to 7. Michael?
I doubt it. He doesn't get out much lately. Mostly stays put and binges bliss.
Regal. The Dom said they were his.
Maybe, but he wouldn't do it alone. He's got a bit of a stink on him being your replacement.
Nice.
Just saying.
Uh-huh. Gabriel.
I wouldn't begin to pretend to read Sar Gabriel.
Yeah.
What about Iophiel?
You kidding?
No chance she'd fudge the rules?
Kid, she is the rules.
I know that you...
You know that I what?
You two got history.
Stick to what you know, Markheim. You run down this little theory of yours and get back to me with anything you find.
I'm neutral.
You're here at my pleasure, Markheim. Which it ain't exactly been, I gotta tell you, since you got here. Your rent on sitting neutral just went up. Information, on a regular basis, payable to whomever the fuck I send to collect it. You're right. There are too many goddamn angels down here. From now on, you're the only one that gets a free pass. We see them, we smoke them. That's my new rule. You can pass it along.
What if that's what they want?
You think I'm afraid of a war? With every spin of the show, the odds on my side just keep getting better.
Maybe that's what they're afraid of. Demons can reproduce, angels not so much. The number of Fix forces is just that, fixed, while the host of hell is ever increasing. Maybe someone's looking to fight while the odds are still good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe you better find the fuck out for sure, huh? You're the last one I gotta remind, right? Things can always get uglier.
No, I remember.
Good. I'll be in touch.
Next time on Markheim.
Yeah. Is that Didge up there?
He doesn't go by Didge anymore.
That's some suit he's got on.
Many of you knew me by the street name, but I want to tell you today, Didge is dead. I'm someone new, someone stronger, and I'm here for you to fight.
You need to not come back here. This ain't a game. This is a showdown here. Markheim's ain't had clearance to work wet in over a century.
I'm walking neutral.
There ain't no fucking neutral, Markheim. Like the meat said, you gotta serve somebody.
Tell Iophiel I need to talk to her.
You're lucky I came. I'm mad at you. You were supposed to look after Black Francis.
I did, Liv, and then he got lost when I...
When you what?
I had to take care of something. It's been a long time. No one thought you were coming back.
I told you I would.
What happened?
What do you mean?
In Eugene, your stepfather.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah?
Yeah, shot himself. I guess he was cleaning his shotgun and it went off in his face.
Oh.
I was the only one home when it happened.
Oh.
That's all in the next episode of Markheim. And don't forget,
things can always get uglier.
Eye of the Beholder was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington, on January 28, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. Elizabeth Austin's poem, The Girl Who Goes Alone, was commissioned by Richard Hugo House for the 2009 literary series. It appears in the chapbook, The Girl Who Goes Alone, from Floating Bridge Press, 2010, and the full-length collection Every Dress a Decision, published by Blue Begonia Press, 2011. You can follow Sandbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Sandbox Radio, the Sandbox Artist Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.